I certainly enjoy an evening together like this.
Well, me too.
How would you know? You slept through most of it.
No, I wasn't sleeping, darling. Just relaxing.
Relaxing? About an hour ago, you were so relaxed, you were snoring.
Well, it just shows how thoroughly I relax.
Alex, you know what the trouble with us is?
Yeah, what trouble?
We don't communicate. I mean, we don't have any real togetherness.
Well, that's what's bothering you. Come on over here and sit.
That isn't what I mean. I mean, we just never have anything to talk about. I mean, why can't we share each other's lives more?
Oh, well. Would you like to hear my day?
Yes, honey, I would.
Well, let's see. After I left the house this morning, I had a cup of coffee at the hospital cafeteria. Mm-hmm. No cream, no sugar. Black, you know, the way I like it.
Yes, I know.
And I also had one of those glazed donuts. Oh. Then a group of us discussed an article in the medical journal. It was by a Dr. Mollet. He's French. Well, it seems that Dr. Mollet has a theory that artificially increasing the rate of metabolism by reducing body temperature will have an effect on the enzymes that...
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
Don't you want to share the rest of my day?
I couldn't stand the pace.
Why don't you tell me about your day?
You don't want to hear about my day.
Well, sure I do. We're communicating. Keep it up.
My day is as dull to you as yours was to me.
No.
Honey, what we need are new interests. I mean, we're going stale.
Well, what do you suggest?
Honey, I don't know. But something. I mean, we need some kind of challenge, something that's new and interesting and vital.
Sounds great. I'm all for it. And, honey, while you're figuring out what it is...
Yes?
I'll be here on the sofa, relaxing.
Hi, Donna.
Harriet.
Harriet Higgins, how are you?
Oh, you look simply wonderful.
Oh, thank you, honey. So do you.
You remember my daughter, Mary.
Oh,
Mary, you're quite a young lady now.
Thank you. How are you, Mrs. Higgins?
Mary, would you get some more lemonade, please?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry I'm so late in returning the book, but Jim and I have been so busy.
That's all right. Well, I know. I haven't seen you in ages. I mean, where have you been? Alex sees Jim at the hospital, of course, but I never see you.
Jim and I have been on the go all the time.
You have? Doing what?
Taking guitar lessons.
Guitar lessons? You know, somehow or other, I can't picture Jim with a guitar.
I know. I don't even believe it when I'm looking at it. But it's wonderful, Donna.
Do you mean to tell me he actually enjoys it?
Oh, good heavens, no. Every time we go for a lesson or I force him to practice, he sounds like a man that's being put on the rack. But I don't give in.
Oh, Harriet, if he doesn't really want to, you...
But that's not important. Donna, you are married to a doctor. How much time do you spend together? How many interests do you share? I know you've thought about it.
A lot. Togetherness.
That's exactly it. Well, no matter how much Jim complains, at least we're spending some time together. And it's keeping our marriage fresh and young, the old grouch. In the world is all this mess.
Oh, that's a hammock for Alex. You know, I think you have a marvelous idea, but... Oh, I could never get Alex to take guitar lessons, for heaven's sake.
Oh, well, just find anything, Donna. Well, now look at Fred and Helen.
Yeah, what about them?
Well, Helen felt just like I did.
Yeah.
So, they're taking cha-cha-cha lessons.
Cha-cha-cha. Fred? You mean he actually...
He hates it. Oh. But they're together.
No, Alex would never hold still for cha-cha-cha.
Honey, I think with a cha-cha-cha, you're not supposed to hold still. Be smart, Donna. Find your own togetherness. Oh, good heavens, I've got to run. I've got to buy some guitar strings.
Oh.
Jim keeps breaking them.
Well, honey, I'm so glad you came by. Look, we'll call you one of these nights and get together.
All right, but if you do, be sure and make it a Wednesday. We always keep that night open for recitals and concerts and
Wednesday,
whatnot.
Wednesday, Wednesday.
Bye-bye, Harriet.
Goodbye, Harriet.
Bye, Mrs. Higgins.
Mother, what are you doing?
I don't think your father's going to be using this hammock.
Dear, medieval history?
No.
Western philosophy. Oh, Mother, take that. You'll love it.
Really? What's so special about Western philosophy?
Oh, nothing, but, oh, Dr. Herbst is giving the class, and he has the cutest mustache and Viennese accent.
Well, I don't think those things don't mean very much to your father. And besides, that's just sitting and listening to lectures. I mean, I want to do something that, you know, something we can do together, be together.
Well, why don't you swing on the hammock together? That's all Dad's going to want to do anyway.
Mother, would you turn the page, please?
Go on.
Indian arts.
Oh, that's great. I can just see Mom and Dad hunting buffalo side by side.
Leatherwork, beading, and rug weaving, with accompanying discussion of Indian lore.
I think I've had enough of Indians on television, dear. What else is there?
Mother, how about this? Beginning painting 1A.
Painting? Yeah, that sounds good.
Not to me.
Nobody asked you, Jeff.
I remember. I loved art in school. Of course, I wasn't very good at it, but...
The important thing is whether you like it. Whether Daddy'll like it.
Oh, Daddy'll love it.
I think we better stick to buffalo hunting.
The more I think about it, the better I like it. It's quiet, and it's creative, and it's loaded with togetherness.
Good, then it's all decided.
Not quite. I mean, I've decided, but now I've got to find a way to let Daddy decide on what I've decided on.
Well, Mother, how are you going to do that?
Well, I have a little system all my own. Honey, get the salad plates, please.
Yes, Mother.
Hey, Mom, what do you want to bet you never get Dad to take painting lessons?
No, I never bet with minors. Keep your hand out of the salad, dear.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, Dad. You're just in time. Wait till you see what we've got cooked up for you.
Honey, why don't you go upstairs and do your homework?
Okay. Lots of luck, Dad.
What did he mean by that?
Oh, well, you know, he's just at an age where he thinks it's cute to be mysterious. How's the Chandler baby?
Oh, just a slight cold. I painted his throat.
Well, I'll go upstairs and set my hair. I mean, unset it.
What's cooking?
A leg of lamb and roast potatoes.
I mean, what's cooking with you?
Oh, nothing, nothing. We were just having a little discussion, you know, about our project. Togetherness.
Oh, you're still at it? I thought you'd forgotten all about that.
Well, honey, just because I don't nag you doesn't mean that I've forgotten about it.
I suppose it's all decided. You've made up my mind.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, look here. The university has lots of things to offer.
Oh, you mean you know, I have my choice of weapons?
Well, certainly, honey. Anything that you say.
Well, now, I'm not promising anything. What have they got?
Well, look at this one. Sounds exciting. Tips on travel. Each week, students will bring in slides of their trips and mementos they've collected on their journeys abroad.
That's out. Next.
Home decoration, a fascinating series of lectures by top interior decorators.
Next.
Indian arts, a tour into the past, an exploration of our country's great heritage of Indian arts and crafts.
Ugh.
Does that mean the Indians are out?
That's what it means. Is that all?
No, honey, there's lots more. Now, basket weaving. Isn't that interesting? And folk dancing. Oh, that should be fun. Painting. Choral singing. Alex, choral singing. I like that. It's cultural and a group activity, and I suppose it was exercise in a way. What do you say, honey?
I say no.
Alex, you can't say no to everything.
Basket weaving, folk dancing. What's the matter with this little item you passed over, painting?
Painting? Well, I don't know. Here's one we missed. Early Greek architecture.
Now, look, darling, if you're getting me into this togetherness business, the least you can do is let me choose what form it will take.
All right, honey. I mean, if that's the way you feel about it, I certainly won't argue.
Good.
I left my books here.
Then painting it is.
Painting? Hey, Mom, you did it.
Did what?
Oh, nothing. I'm sure glad you don't gamble with minors.
What's up, Alex? Donna?
Indirectly, No, directly. She's got me taking painting lessons. I start tonight.
And obviously you don't want to.
Tell me, Fred, how you doing with the cha-cha lessons?
Who told you about that? Helen Thomas me, she wouldn't tell a soul.
Well, you know, murder and cha-cha will out.
I can't picture you taking cha-cha lessons, Fred. I simply can't.
Well, try, Jim. Try sometime while you're taking your guitar lesson.
I don't know about that. Oh, and you were giving me the business about the cha-cha. Well, I turned the guitar down when Helen brought it up.
I wasn't given any choice.
All right. Let's not fight among ourselves. What we have to do is unite and fight the common enemy.
Forget it. Even the best fighter has to know when he's licked.
This is a classic case of if you can't lick him, join him.
Well, I'm not going to be a joiner. I just can't face that art class tonight.
Don't live in a dream world, Alex. Donna will have every loophole covered.
Jim, why don't I tell Donna that you want to consult me on a case tonight, huh?
Tonight is my guitar lesson.
How about you, Fred?
Cha-cha lesson.
Right there.
Thank you.
Now remember, the most important thing is to have fun. Fun!
I'm looking forward to it.
Much better, Mrs. Rigney. Your cheese is beautifully Swiss. And how are we coming, Mrs. Stone?
Well?
Well.
I know, the cheese isn't very Swiss.
You mustn't let the subject master you. You must master it.
Oh.
Don't be afraid to use this paint.
Mm-hmm.
Create a mood.
Yes.
Let yourself go.
Thank you.
Let's all go.
Well,
the cheese made me kind of hungry.
I can tell. There's real feeling there. You've captured the spirit of the still life. You have a very fine, free approach. Mrs. Stone?
Yes.
You see what I mean? Free? You see there?
I kind of let myself go there.
You certainly did.
Do it as it hits you, as you feel it.
I may do just that.
I'd hate to see an x-ray of my back right now. One more night of cha-cha, and I'll be able to use my backbone for a corkscrew.
You think I'm exactly delirious about that art class, do you? Well,
at least you don't throw your back out painting. Where's Jim?
At last report, he was out stealing hand lotion from the nurses. Calluses.
Oh, be a good fellow, Alex, will you, and rub my back? Oh, that's the spot.
Typical cha-cha back.
If Helen says arriba once more, I'm going to put her appendix back in.
Good morning, fellow sufferers.
Good morning.
Painful, huh?
If I were a brain surgeon, it would mean the end of my career. How's your back?
Responding to treatment.
Women. No, it's not women, it's wives. Something happens to women when they become wives.
And men when they become husbands. You think you'd put up with all this nonsense if you were a bachelor?
Never.
Exactly. Here we are, taking it lying down.
Oh, if I could lie down, I'd be happy.
Oh, wait, Fred. Come on back. I think there may be a solution to this thing.
You've got an idea?
What is it? I'll do anything.
They wanted togetherness. Let's give them togetherness. Only this time it's we who'll get together.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Alex, give us the plot.
Well, I just remembered how I cured Jeff of peppermint sticks.
I don't quite follow you, son, but I have faith in you.
Well, you see, Jeff loved peppermint sticks, couldn't get enough of them. He was sneaking them between meals, eating them in bed, after he'd brushed his teeth. Donna and I laid down the law, but it didn't work.
He had it bad.
Yeah.
Well, one day I went out and bought
25 peppermint sticks.
And?
And he ate them. Never touched a peppermint stick since.
I get it. We really go overboard. A great idea.
Congratulations, Alex.
Hi, Donna. I'm supposed to pick up Jim here. Alex is bringing him.
Oh, well, come on in. Alex will be home any minute. Come on, sit down.
The master's work?
Yeah, it's a portrait of me. I've been posing for 3 days.
Is it any good?
Well, nobody... Oh, no, don't look. We've had to promise not to lift that cloth.
Well, he's certainly gone overboard with this painting.
Well, he spends every free minute he has painting. Come on, sit down.
It's the same with Jim.
Oh?
You know, he used to hate the guitar, and now he loves it.
Really?
He never stops practicing. I never thought I'd come to hate a musical instrument.
You know, I talked to Helen this morning, and she said that Fred has done a complete turnabout. Now he drags her to the cha-cha lessons.
And they're taking 4 a week.
No.
And Fred says he may take up dancing as a career.
Well, this is what we wanted. I suppose we should be happy about it.
Not me. I'd break the guitar. Only Jim is talking about getting one that runs by electricity, and that would give him a good excuse.
To think this all started as an experiment in togetherness.
It's aloneness. That's what it is.
Except for Helen. She has togetherness, but she'd just as soon be without it.
Started this thing anyway.
You did.
I wonder what this thing looks like anyway.
I wouldn't know. I promised not to look at it.
I didn't promise.
That's right, you didn't. I mean, I don't suppose I could stop you if you decided to lift that cloth and take a look, could I? No.
Wonderful. Hi, Mary.
Thank you.
So, this is the portrait of Donna, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Of course, it's not finished yet.
Well, let's have a look at it.
Oh, not a chance. He won't let anybody see it.
Don't tell me you're ashamed of it, Alex.
Oh, as a matter of fact, it's pretty good.
Well, let me have a look at it. Oh, just a peek. Come on, Alex.
All right. Just Jim.
That's very good.
You really think so?
Yes, I do. I've seen paintings worth thousands of dollars that I haven't liked as well.
What do you think of the likeness?
Great. You've captured Donna perfectly. Hard to believe you've only had 6 lessons.
5.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Alex, let us see it.
But it's not finished yet. Oh,
go ahead. Let them see it, Alex. Togetherness.
All right. No, stand back there so we can get a good light on it. You can much better look at it.
I think it's great.
Well, you're so wise.
Just fine.
It makes you think.
Alex, do you think that really looks like me?
Well, of course, it needs a little more work. I didn't want you to see it until it was finished.
Yes.
I think Alex has captured of you, Donna, a sort of quality. Don't you see it?
Well, frankly, I no.
Hey, Dad, what is it?
It's your mother. You like it?
I think it's awful.
Jeff, really?
Oh, it's all right, dear. He doesn't understand anything about painting. Come along, Harriet. I can't wait to get back to my guitar. Practice makes perfect, you know?
Well, I wish it were true. Come on now. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, all.
Yeah, see you soon.
Bye.
It looked better with the sheet on it.
Hey, look, what's that for?
Well, let's say it's because you don't have the herd instinct.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah,
that's really beginning to come along, isn't it?
Does my nose really look like that?
Your nose? Oh, yes, it's perfect. Wonderful nose.
Dear.
Hmm?
You know, I think it's just wonderful that you enjoy your painting so much, but, you know, sometimes a hobby can become too important.
Oh, darling, this is much more important than a hobby. This is a way of life. And I owe it all to you. I can't thank you enough.
But, dear, couldn't you just... I'll get it.
I think I'll make myself a sandwich so I can eat while I work.
Yes. Oh, Harriet, come
in. Hi, Donna.
How's Jim?
Couldn't be better.
Really?
It's getting worse.
Terrible, isn't it?
Why don't you do what Helen and I did?
What's that?
Well, we'd both decided we'd just had enough. Helen laid down the law to Fred, and I did the same to Jim. No more guitar, no more cha-cha-cha.
You mean they just gave in without a fight?
Not even a whimper.
Well, that's strange. I mean, Jim loved the guitar and Fred loved the cha-cha. I mean, why should they give it up?
I don't know. Jim babbled something about peppermint sticks. But the point is, we had our way.
Did you? Peppermint sticks. Peppermint... Oh, Harriet, we've been had. I mean, we've been made patsies of by our husbands.
Honey, I couldn't care less. Neither could Helen. The only emotion I feel is relief.
Peppermint. Ooh, that husband of mine.
Oh, Donna, I don't know what you're talking about, but try to talk Alex into not taking any more painting lessons.
What I have in mind for Alex is another kind of lesson.
Well, you let me know how you come out. Bye.
Finished it
honey,
yet.
Honey, I've just been looking at this painting, and I think it's perfect now.
Perfect?
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that if you make too many changes on it, that you'll spoil it.
Spoil it?
Yes, I mean, how can you improve on perfection? And anyway, you should start another painting. I mean, why don't you do a whole canvas of the family?
Yeah, you know, a picture of the whole family would be quite a challenge.
Yes, yes, it would. Of course, I think this painting will always be your masterpiece.
Masterpiece? Isn't that a little strong?
Oh, no, I don't think so. You see, that's exactly the reason I think we should share this painting.
What do you mean, share it?
Oh, well, I was saving this as a surprise for you. But I'll tell you now, I have made arrangements to have this painting hung in the main corridor of the hospital. Just for a week. And after that,
I don't
we'll
want
hang
it hung
a week
in the hospital.
In the women's club.
No, darling,
yes,
I don't
just
want
a week.
Anywhere.
No, honey, you can't be selfish, darling. I mean, I want everyone to see this.
No,
everyone,
come on,
everyone,
me.
The whole crowd. The whole crowd. Really?
My painting, now give it to me. Give me that. Done. You've ruined my masterpiece.
You pushed me.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You pushed me.
I will never paint again.
Hey, what's going on? What's all the noise about around here?
Who did that?
Go on, tell him.
I did.
Here you go, Mom.
What's that for?
Well, it's for you. You deserve it.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.